I'm so excited because I heard all of the music and the fun times being had outside, and they were like, there's no more food. And I was like, come on! Not even a goddamn corn on the cob? And they're like, not even a goddamn corn on the cob? I was like, oh my god. Welcome to Lucky Number 13. You're listening to Out of Dodge, a podcast hosted by us two dumbasses. I'm Trevor.
I'm Shane.
And we're going on a magical journey today, because guess what? 2020, probably done by the time you're listening. It's not done for us.
Almost certainly. No, we are in the past right now. This is
We're actually in September. Just kidding. No. Yeah, so the year is coming to a close, and good riddance, man.
By almost every metric, it's been absolutely terrible.
It's been awful, and you know what? We're looking for the future, for it to be a little better, but not today, not quite yet.
No, today we're going to...
We're gonna revel in the past for about, I don't know, an hour or so. So buckle in.
We're gonna talk about some of the best content that came out this year. But before we do that, we're gonna revel in the absolute shittiest content, because this year's been terrible. And it would be a mistake not to talk about how some people just made it so much worse with their terrible, terrible ideas.
And you can't appreciate the sugar without a little bit of cinnamon. No? Honey, you can't appreciate the honey without a little bit of vinegar. There we go.
Saved it.
So yeah, 2020, baby.
2020. It's,
what a time. What a time to be alive. I mean, some aren't, and that's sad.
Oh boy.
But you know, I guess we'll talk about what matters most in the world: entertainment, movies, TV shows, and video games, because that's all we're qualified to do.
And even then.
Barely.
Thin ice. Where did this year begin? Doolittle was one of the first.
Holy shit.
Remember that? Do you remember how easy it was to complain about the film Doolittle, in which the animals looked like possessed mops floating around in hell space like that?
And also a surprisingly star-studded cast. Let's be real here.
Like, voice actors. Robert Downey Jr. was fucking Doolittle himself.
There was a boat. There was, you know, actually, that's high budget.
Spoiler alert, team. I did watch it because I needed to know. There's a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
The best animal of them all, you could say.
You know, hey, that's Darwin's. Next to Darwin's finches, it's Darwin's dragons.
When he went to the Galapagos Islands, he saw dragons, but he was like, the world's not ready for this, so... I'm going to burn the pages.
The secret tomes.
That's what the new Da Vinci Code movie is about. It's like, it's called Darwin's Dragons.
I hate it, but that does sound like something that Dan Brown would write, because he is a simple little child. Anyways, Doolittle.
It was bad.
Was it? I didn't see it.
It was very haunted. I mean, in retrospect, it seems like a very silly thing to complain about. It wasn't like the worst thing that happened this year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the culmination of a lot of terrible, terrible decisions.
Yeah.
Why did they do this to us?
I feel bad. Because, I mean, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I root for Robert Downey Jr., you know?
That's fair.
He's gotten a lot of goodwill from me. For doing things with his life that I could not do.
The sentence, yes.
And I know this was like a passion project for him. He's like, I'm going to make fucking Doolittle. And then it's really bad. And I'm like, well, that sucks.
Well, he did make it, though. So
it's true. He did. He was like, this is what I want to make. And no one liked it.
So I guess the next thing to talk about is the hit film. And by hit, I don't mean hit. It's Scoob. You remember Scoob?
Oh. Here's
my thing about Scoob. I also watched Scoob. I watched everything that was terrible this year. When the Waterworld stunt show first broke out, and movie theaters were all kind of shuttered, and people couldn't go to them, and people couldn't really get out. Trolls World Tour was like, hey, we're gonna go digital because it's the safest thing to do, and people went like ape shit over it because like, oh, here's a movie that costs like $20 or so, and then we have it and we can watch it with our kids, and it can kind of bring families together in a time of like fucking hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people watched it. Everyone started writing articles that was like, movie theaters are dead. They're dead. It's uh-huh. over. We're done. Everything's digital now. Eat shit if you ever want to go see a movie in a theater ever again. And then Scoob came out. And guess what? No one wrote any of those articles anymore. All those articles went away real quick. Right quick. Because it was absolute dog shit. And because they released it digitally too. Scoob's like, oh, we're just as good and we're going to make that money. I'm pretty sure they did not make that money because I didn't hear a favorable word about Scoob from goddamn anybody. The thing about Scoob is that it was completely, completely off on just almost every regard. It felt as if aliens had received a transmission of one Scooby-Doo episode from uh-huh. decades ago and were uh-huh. like, we could probably recreate this. And then they made a movie called Scoob and then gave it to the Earth. Like,
and did the Earth like it?
There are Simon Cowell jokes, which...
Oh, outdated. Relevant.
A little outdated, maybe. Anyway, it was just, like, super, super bizarre in the worst possible way. And, like, I've seen a lot of weird Scooby-Doo shit, and I feel like it has a very weird place in pop culture, kind of like Garfield, where you don't really understand why this thing is so powerful, but you're like, sure, okay, there it is.
Why Scooby-Doo is so yeah. powerful? Because he's a Great Dane, you know? He's got those power stats. What are you talking about? Just like as a cultural touchstone.
Oh, okay. Not the dog itself, which, I mean, obviously can speak and understand English and solve crimes, which is very impressive.
Not even real crimes. I mean, I guess there's one, the one that we watched, that Pirate Island or whatever, that's like murder. Like they were murdering people, but they were actually monsters.
So there was like a chain of kind of straight to DVD Scooby-Doo animated movies. Mm-hmm. And according to that canon, aliens, zombies, and ghosts are, like, all real. And so is the Loch Ness Monster, probably.
I didn't grow up with Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I watch it now as an adult, and I go, why Big Dog? Why Big Dog so loved? Because, like, I don't know, it just feels like one of those things that is... The conflict's only... I mean, I'm overthinking a children's cartoon, so I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead. But, like...
Trevor was canceled today for having bad Scooby-Doo opinions.
It's just, why? You know, why? Why is this so... Why people like it so much?
As a person who kind of likes it, I don't even really know. Although I want everyone to know that Scoob was bad. And probably shouldn't have been made.
Oh, also, it should be said that I did not watch any movies this year, I don't think.
Let's expand those horizons then. If we're talking about bad stuff,
please.
So this might have been toward the beginning of the year. The timeline's completely fractured. So,
mm-hmm.
But when I edit it, it will seem as if it's all going smooth. So Altered Carbon came back.
Oh fuck me! I remember that garbage.
That happened this year.
I watched an episode during a lunch break at my office. That just tells you. That it's been a while.
Back when everything was smooth.
Back when I could move places.
Altered Carbon was kind of like a sci-fi, not the network, the genre, a science fiction show on Netflix that was about, it's the super future, capitalism is super bad, mm-hmm. people can hop into different bodies and kind of live forever, but again, the rich are even more evil than they are now, which, oh no.
Yeah, because they're in space, so...
But, and I'm not saying it was a perfect show, but it had a lot of interesting concepts. You saw the main character grow over time. Mm-hmm. You saw the main character deal with the fact that the resistance movement he was a part of didn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And categorically failed.
Yeah.
On every account.
But it was really interesting. And then they announced season 2 and they were going to go with a different actor. And I'm like, that makes sense. It's like Doctor Who. Because if you do that, then the show can conceivably run forever. I say conceivably. Because Altered uh-huh. Carbon has been fucking canceled. So the thing, my main thing with Altered Carbon Season 2 is that it opens and it appears as if the main character forgot everything that mm-hmm. they went through in the first season. So when Season 2 opens, he's super yeah. angry and pissed off at everyone. But during Season 1, he kind of like overcame the shittier parts of his personality. So he completely regresses in Season 2. They also forget to write and they also forget to put characters in it. Which is cool.
Or make it interesting.
Or have any fight choreography, which they actually handled pretty well in season one.
Season one was really good with the fight stuff.
It's because all kinds of... Remember when he escaped fucking the Matrix? That shit was great. But then...
Yeah.
Didn't
also
do
remember when... When his sister is like, guess what? I'm 1,000 people.
That shit was insane.
Like, oh my God.
I loved Ortega. I loved her. I thought she was great. My main point is that it completely regressed and like I didn't even finish it. And I have watched a lot of bad TV and I've stuck with shit so much longer than I should have. But
like,
I watched...
We watched... And we couldn't get through one second season of this show.
Are there any bad TV shows that you can kind of remember other than, you know what?
It's weird because I've been watching a lot of old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like the big trendy things that everybody's talking about. I'm like not in a very... I'm in a very weird like
past
mental state that I'm like Marie Kondoing my life. Where if it brings me joy, I will, you know, watch it. Even if it's old, I'll just like go revisit something because I'm like, ah, comfort food, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I've been kind of picky about what I watch recently.
That's fine.
I mean, I guess I have one season. I mean, it's not bad. It's one of the good ones.
Okay.
Can you talk about that? It doesn't like, it's not my best of. Better Call Saul, season 5 came out this year.
Yeah.
In February. And I didn't like, I wasn't a fan of Better Call Saul because it's kind of boring and it's kind of like not crimey enough. I don't know. Because like Breaking Bad, you're like, ah, cool, crime. Crimes are cool. And then Better Call Saul is like, ah, lawyers. And I'm like, ah, I don't give a shit. These crimes are less cool. But season 5 kind of ramped up
good
stuff. So things got more exciting. And yeah, no, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was definitely like a mental thing to like step back and be like, okay, you have to do this. You're gonna do it. You're gonna go in there and you're gonna watch this show. And I'm like, yes, sir.
Like, if I must.
And then I did my time. I served in Better Call Saul. I don't know. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about where it's like I'm kind of revisiting stuff that I kind of skipped because I didn't want to watch it. And now I'm like, well, I guess I can't go see things or people, so. So do you have anything that you kind of, like, have been watching this year? Maybe, like, something regular that you kind of go back to or anything you've been enjoying?
There were some good, like, new shows that came out, but mm-hmm. also there were shows that have already been on that I just discovered despite them being there already. Yes. So this year I watched Kingdom, which is probably my number one.
That was also my number one.
And it's a show set in like, I think it's like the 1600s in Korea. And the main character is this prince and it's zombies. And I remember mm-hmm. I watched the first couple episodes and I was like, okay, they're setting shit up. It's kind of scary, but all right. And then when episode 3 rolls around, people are just getting ripped apart. The action is insane. And the show just mm-hmm. kind of keeps ramping up even when you think it can't possibly. Like, and the characters are good, and they don't waste
and there's
time.
There's so many people. There's so many zombies.
You watch The Walking Dead, or, like, you get tricked into watching The Walking Dead for, like, 2 or 3 years, and then you realize, oops.
Yeah.
It's super boring, and nothing happens. But in Kingdom, they're like, here's everything right now, and you have to see it and watch it. Here it comes. They're coming. Run away.
Yeah, no, you told me, and I was like, I don't know. Zombies, a TV show, I've been burned before.
I can't possibly be anything.
And thus, I was unburned.
Speaking of which, I'd like to kind of recommend, although I'm not done with it yet, there's another Korean TV show called Sweet Home, which came out, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, which is also about zombies, but they're also, it's more like horrifying monsters. Like, everybody mutates in ways that you'll go, oh god, that's gross. But like it's exciting. And sometimes like it's like they use kind of like stop motion or claymation to make the bigger monsters and they look like super weird and cool, and it's very unique, but also they have good characters and you learn a little bit mm-hmm. more about them as you go so that you're invested in them. So
that's pretty
sick.
I
don't know how it ends, you know, I got a few episodes left, but I think it's good. I think it's worth the time. I want to mention,
but so far you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it a lot, yes. Okay. I also want to mention Dark, which I just mainlined over like the Thanksgiving week. I watched that shit so fast.
It's so good. Stupid good.
People, like, there are people out there who will say that the Twin Peaks revival is proof that television is better than movies, and I would say that's probably objectively wrong. But if you want TV that stands up to like classic cinema and stands up as art, it's fucking Dark. Like, Dark is like almost the highest echelon that you can fucking go, because it's just incredible. And it starts and you're like, oh, it's pretty straightforward, I know what this is about. And no, you don't.
No,
you do not know. It throws twists at you and turns and somehow manages to not be contrived. And there, like, there's one point at which I was like, is this show going to be pretentious? And they're like, no, we're going to go this way. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Honestly, it's one of the shows, it's the only show that I know that's so wholly competent in its ideas. And it's like, here's what we want to do, and this is the story we're going to tell. And like, fuck you if you don't want it to listen, but like, this is it. This is what we're gonna do.
I agree with you. It's not gonna hold your hand. It's gonna tackle you, and then you're gonna fucking teleport to another dimension. That's Dark.
It's Dark, baby.
All I can really say as far as plot is, it's about time travel. It's complicated, but it's very good, and yeah, very worth it.
Tenet. We're fucking talking about Tenet.
Tenet.
That came out, and now it's coming back to theaters because they're like, we need more money. Which is what Star Wars did, or no, that's what Avengers Endgame did. They were like, it's coming out again. Go watch it in theaters.
But I think
so we can make more money than Avatar.
They said that while it was still out, which was...
That's true.
Because I think they just added, like, they were like, here's a post-credit thing. So it wasn't... It's not like they waited several thousand dead people and were like, all right, let's now the time.
100,000.
So we didn't see Tenet, but it would be remiss not to mention it only because of the ripple effect that it had this year. And it probably is not great, but it certainly is. The way it's been handled has been pretentious and stupid.
And I would argue that it's probably one of the most larger, high profile failures for maybe this year in entertainment industry.
Because they didn't, there were a lot of avenues. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was a hard time to be... I mean,
it's a hard time to be, period, you know?
Hollywood and, you know, films in general had a lot of difficult decisions to make this year.
Yes.
Obviously, like, a lot of films were delayed till next year, like Black Widow or The Eternals.
James Bond,
yeah. Some movies were like, we'll go video on demand. And for Trolls, that worked out. For Scoob, it didn't work out. I don't think that's because video on demand doesn't work. I think it's because Scoob was bad. Tenet took the worst possible path and then did badly because no one could see it. But also, it probably was bad, but we don't know yet. But it certainly was. it's just wild. Mulan.
Yeah, it's another video on demand one.
Took a real turn because they were like, it's worth $30. And I want to tell everyone that I've seen it. Nope. They should pay me $30 for watching it.
I mean, I'd argue that very rarely is anything worth $30.
Disney Plus is a very strange beast. I mean, I got it recently. But for a while, they didn't really have that much except for one big TV show. Obviously, like, all the things that Disney has done in the past. But that's not, like, fresh. That's not happening right now, you know?
No.
And they could have just put Mulan on there and been like, here it is. You have to come over here to see it. No, they decided that, well, we're going to charge people $30. Eventually, they did kind of give up and were like, Mulan's just going to sit there on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
But what's weird was they were like, it's you have to pay $30 or you can wait like a month and it will be free. And people were like, I'm just going to wait. Like, it's a weird, they should just not have said anything. They're like, fuck, they called her bluff. I'm sure people liked it. My sister was one of them. I haven't seen it.
I didn't like it at all.
I'm sure people didn't like it, you know? It's I'm fine with that. There's a lot of controversy about it, specifically thanking a province that has concentration camps. So, I don't know. It's just a whole mixed bag with that. And also charging people $30. I feel like it was also a test of the system to see if people would do that.
Not for Mulan. For Black Widow, probably, but not
I mean,
for
I
Mulan.
Wouldn't pay $30
I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying that's something that might be worth that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mulan, no.
Yeah, yeah. No. I think that would be a good, like, foot in the door for them to be like, $30 for Black Widow?
I think they should just actually have stuff on their streaming service. I think that's a pretty cool way to compete.
See, the thing is, I got Disney Plus day one. I don't know. Oh, because I wanted to watch The Mandalorian.
Sensible,
and
yeah.
Then I didn't touch it again for a year until The Mandalorian came out.
Next year will be a big year for Disney Plus, because the Marvel shows that were long promised are actually going to start coming out. And
yeah.
We're not going to talk about those again, but...
But they're coming out.
They're coming out, and I feel like...
They're coming, and they're coming fast.
You can't get out of the way.
Because one comes out in, like, 9 days or whatever. But that's also, that leads us directly into my, like, number two of this year. Mandalorian Season 2. It's real good. Real fun.
I can't, again, I just got Disney Plus, so I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
Great.
But it is very much like, it's what I wish Star Wars was, like, for the past, like, 10 years. It's weird because it's always how I thought Star Wars was, and then now as an adult, I would rewatch things. I'm like, oh my god.
You're like, oh god, this is inconsistent. Oh god, only 30 minutes of Return of the Jedi are good.
why are three of the Star Wars movies good? Why is 3 of 9 good?
Yeah, it's
it's like 2, honestly, but like...
I think you can argue 3, if not 4.
Big year for Amazon.
Oh yeah, Amazon did a lot.
They did The Hunters, which was
bad.
Fine to some. I didn't see it.
It's not
you were
good.
Like, you should watch Hunters, and I was like, okay. And then later, you were like, don't do it.
Yeah, no. I won't reveal the bit, but Hunters starts out fairly promising and has a good cast, but then there's a twist at the end that's so bad it makes you regret all of the time that you spent in there. And that's almost Herculean to have a twist that shitty, but they have it. But yeah, great year for Amazon. The Boys came back.
The Boys are my number 3.
I fucking love The
so
Boys.
So good. It's so good.
And it's one of those things where you're like, I really want this to be so good. And The Boys is like, we hear you. And we are. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you, The Boys.
See, I had... Zero. I had the lowest expectations possible because, like, I just saw the commercials and I was like, this looks gross. This looks bad. Like, it looks like it's stinky.
Oh, you meant in general for The Boys or for this season?
No, for The Boys, for season one.
No.
And then you were like, do it. And then I watched them all in a day. And so.
And you were like, oh my God.
That's also surprisingly what I did with Raised by Wolves.
I like Raised by
Wolves.
Which
is like. Honorable mention for me, but like I just remember seeing the trailers of her like yelling and I'm like, I'm fucking over this HBO, get out of here.
I thought that too with Raised by Wolves, but it was like surprisingly worth it.
Yes. Yeah,
didn't expect it, to be honest, because like when I started I was like, what? And then they were like, no, giant snake. And I'm like, okay,
interesting. Now you're speaking my language, snake language. Oh, yeah. Umbrella Academy too, baby.
Umbrella Academy also came
so
back.
So good.
Was Westworld season 3 also this year?
No, that was last year.
Okay, good.
Was it?
I No, you know what? I don't know if it could have been because we started the podcast this year and I know we tried to talk about it on this podcast.
Oh my god. So are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Oh, so much time has passed.
Westworld was the big robot show on HBO that you might have remembered everyone talking about, and then season 2 came out and then no one was talking about Westworld anymore. For a good reason. Season 2, big bad. Season 3 came around. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it kind of was a rewarding experience and went in a lot of kind of cool different directions.
So I
think mostly good.
I wanted to kind of go back towards season 1 directions because right now it's like not very Westworld-y. It's just like, what if robots? And I'm like, that's great. But what about the thing that we were starting with, which is the name of the show? I don't know. That's just how I felt, but... I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the experience.
I didn't expect to at all, is what I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair. The thing that always makes me laugh about HBO is HBO has a lot of money.
More money than God, you could say.
But they kind of, like, cheap out when it comes to showing cool things. you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Every network suffers from this.
I would say the one network that kind of gets around this, not network, but like, I think Disney Plus actually does a really good job of being like, here's some cool ass shit, and you're going to get it all the time. Specifically with The Mandalorian and with High School Musical 2, the musical. So.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you. This kind of thing that always got me about, because they were like, look, in the trailer, big old robot, and then it shows up for like 2 minutes, and it just kicks a man to the sun, and then...
Which is cool, but like...
I want more.
Where? What? Why didn't he come back?
You know? Yeah. What's he doing? It's not like he has a day job. He's a big old robot.
Pacing is a big problem, especially for shows that are like, we're action show, and I'm like, great, but can I have... Because like, I feel like maybe a tussle in episodes too much, too tall of an order.
No, I don't think like, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Yeah, fuck them. Just kidding.
Okay, so speaking of a tussle in episode, yes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ended this year, and you might go, that show was on for that long? And I would say, yeah, it's very surprising. So the show started, and it was an ad for Marvel movies. It was like, hey, remember when Thor was doing that in London or whatever? Well, these guys had to clean that up. And I'm like, that's objectively super boring. But then once the big Hydra twist happened and then S.H.I.E.L.D. collapsed, all of these characters were like, what the fuck do we do? And one of the main characters turned out to be a Nazi the whole time, which was a fun twist. But then the show kind of had to become its own thing because it couldn't rely on infinite resources because the organization they were part of didn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So the whole show, they're like, they're blacklisted 90% of the time. The government or the Air Force or somebody is trying to hunt them down and put them in prison.
And aliens too, right? Mainly?
Sometimes they are thrown into the future. One time they got trapped into the Matrix.
As you do.
Sometimes they go back in time. It was, it had the energy of like, in the sense that it was pure chaos. but unlike, it was written well. And the characters were good and they actually went through things that made sense. Like the entire time, and it ended like really well, and it actually really surprised me.
That's good.
Like I didn't expect it. And it was such a random show that Parker got me into, because he was watching it one day, and I heard all these gunshots. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And he's like, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm like, I'll watch that, but only for a minute. Several years later, it was a surprisingly good end.
Good.
To something that was super weird.
Speaking of super weird,
yes,
Lovecraft Country. That's on my list because I can't remember the last time a show got me like so absorbed. I don't know. I was like very much like I wanted to know what was happening next, and you know, there's other shows where I'm like, okay, cool, and I watch it and I turn it off and don't think about it. But this one, I was like, I need more. I need to know what's going on. There's weird magic stuff. Racism is real bad, and everybody that's doing it is doing magic and evil. And no, it was like a very exciting show. Was it consistent? Absolutely not.
I will say I think the back half is maybe a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
I don't know if the end is that great.
Pilot is fantastic.
Pilot's fantastic. So is the episode where Hippolyta is in like super space.
The Matrix, yeah.
Yeah, and so is the episode with fucking It Follows.
Yes, that's
that was
insane.
So scary.
And then
so scary.
The Korea episode, super cool too.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah, it was really good.
You know
I
what?
Wish it could have killed more people.
I mean, I wish too. It gave me a lot of Watchmen vibes, the 2019 show. Because that show was also grossly inconsistent with like, here's some cool shit, and then they're just talking about eggs for an episode.
if I can be mean,
please.
I do think that Watchmen was maybe a little more consistent, at least because they had like a through line where you were like, okay. Because in Lovecraft Country, it's like, oh, the main character has to die so this bitch can live forever. And I'm like, but that's stupid. And the show's like, we know, and it should be like she's trying to rule the world or something, but we just figured to not do that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
That's the thing. Is like, it's just like a lot of self-contained episodes. It felt where like things come back later, but it was like here's this adventure in this episode, and it's Indiana Jones, and then here's another thing where a woman can you know turn into another person, and it lacked a sense of cohesion.
That's
but
fair.
it was not, it did not, that did not impact the enjoyableness of it
no,
for me.
No, it's very good. It's definitely worth, like, the experience.
Yes.
And I hope that if it were to come back, it could kind of be like an anthology where they'll do like a different thing, mm-hmm. you know, maybe fish people, because I think Lovecraft had a bunch of fish people.
Yeah,
shit.
He had fish people. Sure, why not? I don't know, you could do the black goat too. It doesn't matter. There's a whole bunch of weird Cthulhu lore shit that you could dive into. So
yeah, I like the essence of it, and I yeah. feel like that would be worth continuing or exploring.
Yeah, it's got good bones.
Also, it had a really good cast.
It did. Had a stellar cast.
If I can mention like a few tiny
Let's
things.
Let's do it.
Great. Other shows that I think are worth watching and are pretty good. Bly Manor came out this year, Haunted. It kind of starts a little slow, but the ending is fucking terrifying. Devs also came out, and
oh my
it's
God.
Not like
Devs
I know
was
that was
this
year.
Year. Oh my God.
I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but it's really interesting and does a lot of cool sci-fi concepts. A little bit better than Westworld, despite Westworld having $1 billion. Utopia on Amazon that got canceled. It's not great, but it was kind of fun. It did kind of a cool conspiracy bent. There's
Wait,
also
it got
a show
canceled?
Called... Yes.
It had one season. It came out like a month ago.
Amazon is playing fourth dimensional chess.
Oh my God.
Amazon also did Truth Seekers, and that was kind of like a comedy from the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost team,
mm-hmm.
where they were hunting ghosts, and it's actually a lot scarier than the trailers led me to believe.
Is it good?
It's actually really good. It's not like super action-packed or anything, mm-hmm. but it's kind of creepy and surprisingly wholesome, and it has a cool like running plot line that's really interesting. I kind of like Space Force, which is funny because the comedy show will last longer than the actual organization.
It's true.
So, eat shit, the military. Space Force also kind of starts out and you're like, what show is this trying to be? But then by the end of it, you're like, what a fun kooky time I'm having up here in space.
Yeah, I got like 4 episodes in. I'll go back, but like...
Yeah, no, it's a weird... It takes a while for them to get like, oh, this is what our vibe is.
Yeah.
Because at first I'm like, what are you trying to be? Little space show, what do you want? I did watch a few movies, not going to talk about them for long. The Wolf of Snow Hollow, which is about werewolves.
Okay.
And is really good. It's very much a Fargo vibe.
Really?
Where everything's weird, everything's a lot darker than you think it will be.
Uh-huh.
And really interesting, and it's kind of cool to see like criminal conspiracy, but also a giant monster. There's a movie Sputnik, which is a Russian horror film.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like the Alien sequel that we deserve but never got.
Nice.
There's also a movie called Spontaneous, which is about this infection that hits a small town where all these high schoolers just spontaneously combust. And it's really funny, but it's also super dark, obviously. But it's really good. I would also recommend The Half of It, which is a fun... Well, not fun. It's also kind of sad. A lot yeah. of these are sad.
Yep.
It's a good coming-of-age movie that Netflix made this year. I do think we're getting, in a weird way, kind of a cool renaissance of coming-of-age movies. Kind of like in the 80s, but now they're not racist or bad. Weird year, obviously, for content, but some of it was good.
Can I tell you a real quick secret?
Oh, no?
I saw one movie in theaters this year.
Oh, no.
It was Birds of Prey.
Oh, I saw that.
It's pretty good. It's
yeah,
pretty all right.
Yeah, Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a little too long, but ultimately...
It is very long, and you feel
ultimately
it.
Ultimately enjoyable. I do yeah. like to see people get absolutely smashed by a baseball bat. Also, on I'm pretty sure HBO Max has it, because they bought DC streaming, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. But there's also an animated Harley Quinn show that's really good.
That is on HBO.
It's very fun. But that's it, I'm pretty sure.
Did you watch the new Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hop over to our segment. The only segment yes. on this show, besides us rambling incoherently. This is called Middle Watch.
Well, Middle Watch is a fun little segment where we pick a random show that neither of us have ever seen, and we watch an episode kind of in the middle of it without any fucking context. There's too much TV right now, and I don't say that in a bad way, but it can feel impossible to catch up on everything or watch everything that's good. So we like to just kind of jump in.
So, we watched Grimm, G-R-I-M-M, Grimm.
It's two M's, because it's not a name, it's a occupation or something?
It's
role?
It's a people. It's not a place. It's a people.
I think, like, are you born a Grimm? I didn't get that. I don't. Do you become a Grimm? Is it like a hunter?
Maybe. Season 2, episode 22, titled Goodnight, Sweet Grimm.
Can I say something really fun to the audience for 1 second? So, I picked the episode this week, and I looked up, I was like, when do the zombies happen in Grimm? Because I knew that it did happen at some point in Grimm, and the internet was like, it happens in season 2, episode 21. So I watched that whole episode, and let me tell you, team, it didn't happen.
Nope.
So I sighed for a very long time, and was like, I'm gonna watch the next episode, and I'm gonna pretend I didn't watch the first one at all. Because it was very boring. So, episode 21 was all a setup. There was a criminal who's creating a zombie army.
As you do, you know, casual.
And the main character's girlfriend got amnesia, but now she no longer has it. Because time?
Wait, that's what that was about?
Yeah, she had amnesia. So, let me just run through the names here. Nick is the main character. He's a Grimm. And if you know what that means, he's a Grimm. His girlfriend, Juliet, had amnesia because of a terrible accident or something.
But
she seems pretty chill, though, normally.
I mean, she's kind of the worst, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, she doesn't handle shit super well. There's a bunch of other people. There's the friend, Monroe, who turns into a monster. I couldn't really tell what he turns into.
I thought he was, like, the big bad wolf or something, you know?
Yeah, I think he might be a werewolf. You're right. That is the closest it looked to, I guess. Oh, fun fact. The cape comes back in this episode.
Not
the cape. The bad guy Chess. From the cape. Chess.
That's, I wrote that in my notes.
An evil prince, because there are castles in this show. And I think maybe there shouldn't be.
You know, in the city of Portland?
I think if they lost the B plot, this would be a lot better.
If they lost the C plot, I would care.
All right, you wanna start us off?
Okay,
where do we start this shit?
We start off at a dinner party between two men. One using a accent that I feel is racist, and the other one using his own accent, which I don't like. And that's just his voice, you know? He's English. I don't like it. Just kidding. But so, they're having dinner, and he's like, hey, you want to work for me? You're evil. And he's like, what up? I'm evil. And he's like, can you show me how you do things? And the guy's like, no problem. So, evil English guy, which we learned, his name's Eric.
His name is Eric. It's Prince Eric, everybody.
The most dumb name. I'm sorry all the Erics out there, but, like, that's not an intimidating name. If someone walked up to me on the, like, dark street and was like, I'm gonna pound you, nerd, my name's Eric, I'd be like, okay.
Hey, bud, I can almost guarantee you that no one says, I'm gonna pound you anymore.
Well,
I think that kind of went out. That kind of went out.
Not in the circles you travel, Shane.
You're really committed to that,
you know.
Right?
So, anyways, Eric the nerd, Eric, he's like, hey, guy that's worked for me for 7 years, come stand right here. And he's like, what? And so, what's his name? Baron.
Yeah, it's Baron.
He's like he turns into a big pufferfish and spits on his face, and then the guy turns into a zombie. So, you know.
I want to say, cool. Though, about the Baron, he turns into a giant puffer fish. It's definitely the worst one. I'm not saying the special effects in this show, like, sing. No. I mean, they actually don't have more money than God, for once.
They have more money than, I don't know.
Me, probably.
Probably. Me, too.
Their budget of $12. So the thing about Grimm is that there's a Grimm. I don't know what that means. There are a bunch of, like, monsters and creatures that hide among the human race because, of course. And some of them are, like, fox people or beaver people.
They're all furries. They're all furries. That's the answer.
And also a pufferfish, apparently, that can induce zombieism. You know how that's what pufferfish do?
Then redhead girl Juliet, because they don't say her name until, like, 45 minutes in, the girlfriend, Juliet and Nick are, like, they're talking, and she's like, what do you want for dinner? And he's like, whatever. And she's like, what'd you bring? And he's like, oh, fuck. And she's like, no, it's fine. Doesn't matter. I made pasta. And he's like, actually, I don't want what you made, because you suck.
And she's like, I don't want it either. And I'm like, what?
I'm like, what is this exchange?
Oh, fun fact about this exchange. In the episode right before it that I watched on accident.
Yeah.
all of Nick's friends, Nick the Grim, mind you, decided that they should tell his girlfriend, who suffered amnesia and probably some traumatic monster attack or something, that they should tell her all about the secret creatures that live in the world. They don't really brief him before they do it. They're just like, hey, come down to the spice shop, and we're just going to show you a bunch of monster faces. And I'm like, this could have gone terribly. It doesn't. She's like, sure. So when they're having their dinner in this episode, she's like, oh, so you're a Grimm. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, okay. I'm sure in season one, this was a huge point of conflict. I'm sure it was like, she can't know I'm a Grimm. And now it's like 2 seconds and it's over.
What do you think gave her amnesia? Like a big hit on the
head? The season one bad guy like attacked her or something, and there was like a car accident.
Like something bad, and it put her in a coma, like a sandwich. It was like the meat was off, and she just kind of forgot everything before the sandwich. Yeah, that could have happened, you know.
I don't know. I'm not a Grimm.
Anyways, so they have the worst chemistry I've ever seen on screen.
But they commit to it, I guess.
I mean, hey, a paycheck's a paycheck, and so. They, I write, were they dating? Because honestly, fuck if I know. We cut to another dinner date, and it's the wolf man. Don't know his name. You said it earlier tonight.
Monroe is the wolf, and then Rosalie is the fox.
So those two are like, they're eating dinner, and they're just being real, real weird about it. And they say something like, he's like, well, if Nick's not coming over tonight, then, you know.
I guess we should. And she's like, okay.
And then she's like, all you had to say was anything. And then she turns into a fox.
That's my favorite line from that movie.
Uh-huh. The Notebook?
You had me at whatever.
You had me at...
You had me at Grimm.
And so she turns into a fox. And it's just gross. It looks bad. And the Monroe, who's a wolf, goes, you're so hot. And I'm like... And that was real rough for me. I'm not gonna lie.
There are zombies in the city, BT dubs. A bunch of zombies just break out into the city, and shit's going down. Somebody gets thrown through a window. Somebody gets thrown into a car, which I think was actually weirdly brutal.
I was like, oh!
Somebody got thrown into the windshield of a car, which probably shattered their back, and then just rolled onto the street like a fucking ragdoll. And I'm like, oh, what a city.
Portland.
And then they cut to Nick, the Grimm, and Juliet. And Juliet's, can't you skip work? And Nick's like, unless people stop killing each other. And I'm like, that's mildly funny, Grimm. I'm going to give you that.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sex happening that night. You don't see it, but you just know it was there. Oh, also, first off, let me mention.
Sure.
He's like, supposedly they've slept together before, right?
I think they were in a relationship, and then she got amnesia, and then they stopped dating.
Which is the right thing to do.
Right thing to do.
Yeah.
And then, over time, she kind of remembered who she was, and then they got back together.
Because...
I hope.
Because he's like, don't make fun of me for this, but, like, last night was the best day of my life. And I was like, are you fucking what? Are you kidding me? Really? That's it? That's the best day of your life?
Being a Grimm's pretty tough, but also it was night, so I don't really
know.
Yeah,
best night of your life, you dingus.
So downtown's in chaos, downtown Portland. Like, this restaurant is, like, completely, completely wrecked, mm-hmm. and it's like, there are zombies in here. That's not what they say, but that's what they mean.
Yeah.
So he goes in with his partner, Hank. So they break in they walk into the building and then fight a couple zombos. One of them jumps out of a window because it's a zombie, so it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then lands on top of a car, and then 8 cops have to, like, take her out.
Yeah.
And then Nick the Grimm finds one of the zombies, punches it, and then throws it in the back of a car. Not exactly police, you know, procedure, but maybe it's Grimm procedure, so I'll let it go.
It's kidnapping. Oh, but also one of his buddies gets bit, and it never comes up again.
Well, because it's not bites. So he goes to the spice shop, which I guess is the location in the show. And Rosalie the fox is like, well, obviously it's like death perfume or whatever. And you can cure it by shooting it with a giant syringe with 3 fucking...
Needles.
And it's the hugest goddamn thing you've ever seen. And she's like, yeah, sure, it's no big deal. And she just stabs the dude with it, cures him. And I'm like... Okay, I thought that'd be harder.
Yeah, no, she conveniently knows all the information in the entire world. So, like, you know, Why isn't she a Grimm, you know?
They mention, like, the cops are like, 19 people have gone missing. A whole bus went missing. Oh, in the episode earlier, the Baron, like, took over a bus.
Sure.
And kidnapped all those people. And I'm like, hey, I'm not a police officer person. But if 19 people go missing and you don't notice till the next day, you're really not running a super tight ship. So when they cure one of the zombies, he wakes up and he's like, I don't remember much, but I remember green. And then the Grimm goes, yes, storage containers. They must be over in the shipyard. And I'm like, I guess that's what a Grimm can do. Guess real good.
What, read the script?
The power of Grimm. He gets his team together.
Yeah.
And they have one syringe. And I'm like, shouldn't you have made this into, like, I don't know, like a gun or like a gas grenade? Or isn't there a way to disperse this? Because you're going to be fighting, like, dozens of enemies. And they're like, no.
You have to hit each of them one by one and then poke their tummy.
They go to the shipyard.
Yes.
And the Baron opens entire fucking shipping containers full of zombies. So there are probably, I don't know, 20 to 50 of these fuckers just running around. And it's like, oh, we'll just punch them. No, it'll be fine. We'll punch them. No. Obviously, the team becomes very overwhelmed almost immediately. Everyone runs in a different direction. Great. Grimm is like, I'm going to chase down the Baron and fight him.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, sure. And they fight on top of shipping containers. And I'm like, sure, it's fun. It's like Batman 1. At one point, the Baron's like, I'm going to go down here. And Grimm just tackles him. And it's very funny because the Baron is just not ready for it.
He's also like an old man. I'm like, 100%
he's also
dead.
An old man. And he gets down there and he finds an empty coffin. And he's like, I'll just look at it. And I'm like, Grimm.
And it has a passport in it that has his face. And I'm like, oh.
And then Grimm turns around and it's pufferfish time. And the pufferfish hits him and then he falls in. And then Chess shows up, and he's like, good night, sweet Grimm. And then the episode ends. So,
can we talk about, for a fact,
yes,
that, like, the Baron's plan, because what he wanted more than anything is Grimm in a little baby coffin. So what he does is he gets a bunch of zombies. And then he kidnaps a truck driver. But not before he leaves a message being like, ah, yes, it's me, the evil person. Here's my full name, address, blood type, and location. And the car I drive. And they're like, we have to find that car. And they find it. And they're like, I guess it's near the shipping containers. And then he's also he's banking on the fact that they cured the dude who they kidnap, randomly kidnap, who also happens to remember very few details about where he was kept. And then have them go to said location just by themselves, not being like, hey, let's have some cops come too, because whatever. And then having a one-on-one fight with Grimm. I know it's not his name. Fuck it if I care. But, like, you know, he has a one-on-one fight that he can make it back to the shipping container with the little baby coffin. And then he doesn't die in the process, so he can spit the acid on the guy's face and then shove him in the little baby coffin. What kind of plan is that? What kind of bamboozled, Star Wars-esque dummy plan is that?
At first, I was like, okay, zombies are attacking. This is kind of neat. But then they, I don't know, not a lot happens, you know? It's very, like, so you know how in it's like everything's real.
Yeah.
All monsters are real, and they're all, we got to hunt them all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. You can just claim every folklore and everything ever made ever.
Yes.
Because that, what a good call. In this show, I feel like they do that and they go, no, they're all Wesson or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do with that? And they're like, you know, zombies? And I'm like, that, what? That's different. What?
But also, like, yeah, I mean, it's like voodoo magic, apparently, that turns them
kind
into
of, yeah,
monsters.
But also just spit.
But also spit.
Less spit.
Mostly is the spit. Zombies, what do you think? What do you think the thing about zombies is? What's their thing that they do?
They bite people. And then eat them. That's...
You know what one of them did? One of them bit a dude and nothing happened. Why even have these zombies?
Couldn't there have just
zombies?
Been like a Grimm infection and then it like spread through the town? Or I don't know, one of the characters got bit, so you have to cure... You know, I don't know. To put Grimm in a box was a dumb call.
Nobody puts Grimm in a box. Also, he's going to wake up a zombie. Like, I'm just so confused, you know?
Maybe he won't be as I don't know if he has Grimm powers.
I don't think he has Grimm powers. I think he's just a dude.
Somebody, In one episode, somebody mentions, they're like, oh, it's a good thing you're a human and you're not like one of us. And he's like, uh-huh. But it's real weird. It's almost like, does Grim have something going on that we don't know about? Like, it's too long of a pause. And I'm like, hey,
maybe he's only half Grim. What if he's another thing?
I don't think Grim is a species. I think it's a job.
Yeah, I think it's a job too. But like,
I think it's like a hunter or a slayer or whatever.
Slayer. Like, they have weird names. Like, 90% of the words they say in this show mean, like, absolutely nothing to me. You know, they have a weird name for the syringe. They have a weird name for the monsters. They don't call them monsters. They call them, like...
Wesson.
Wesson? It's so stupid. What is that? What's the Wesson? That means nothing. It's a made-up word. Grim? Made-up word? Like, hate it or love it? I hate it. But, like...
I love it.
But, like, they have things like hunter. You know what a hunter is. Like, ghosts. Monsters. Shit just makes sense. Why overcomplicate it? Just call it a monster. Just call it a monster. You know? Now I know why it was canceled unceremoniously.
Didn't it last for several seasons?
I'm sure, probably.
Beyond this?
It's just...
I gotta get a Grim count.
I mean...
Keep rambling.
It's... Why overcomplicate a show about storybook characters? You know? It's kind of like how Once was like, now it's everything. Now it's not just...
Do you mean Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Why was that show? Who was that for? I don't know.
Like, at first you were like, okay, so it's like this one, and you're like, all right. And then they were like, Peter Pan Island, and we got a... Peter Pan's bad, and he's a magical flute. And I'm like... Oh,
it started out of like, oh, here they're, you know, modern day allegories for
six seasons.
That's insane.
six Grimms.
No.
So hey team, in episode 100, we'll circle back on Grimm.
Like, it wasn't. There's so much worse TV too, but this was just boring. It was kind of felt like Time Jumpers or whatever that show you're talking about. What is that? Skippables?
We didn't even watch that, though.
Yeah, we did. I watched it. The one where they have
No, but we didn't.
Did we not do an episode on it?
No, it was lost.
Oh, my God.
Part of me wishes, like, oh, maybe these characters or something in other episodes, but probably not.
Nick is such a boring character. I'm sorry. Like,
my thing about Nick is that his name's Nick.
That's all I got, was that he's Nick and he's... I don't even know. He's a cop, but also, like, a bad cop.
What can he
cop?
Do as a Grim? Is
I don't
he just
know.
A Grim? Is that he just is one?
Because also, like,
because he fights okay, but not better than, like, anyone else.
Yeah. Also, like, there's a man who's a wolf who I'm sure is more powerful.
I mean, the wolf is more powerful, the fox is smarter, and then we have a Grim.
Yeah, what's the point of him? You know?
What's the point of it? Hey, if we progress past the need for a Grim.
Yeah, I think society's overgrown a Grim.
To fund the Grim. We need more spice shops, less Grimms.
More foxes. It wasn't offensively bad. Like, we've watched things that hurt me to my core. This was just boring and dumb. And, like, none of it was entertaining. There was, like, two different subplots that we didn't touch on. One about, like, a dinner party. Another one about a witch trying to kill another witch and, like...
But they killed the witch.
But
so
they... It doesn't matter. Nothing means anything. It's so stupid. It's just like, ugh.
Grim,
why? Oh, also.
Oh my God.
Juliet is the worst. She's not helpful in any way, shape, or form. She's just kind of there. That's the thing. You know, I'm sure she's a nice person. I'm not going to hold it against her. She's just like, I mean, I'm sure he gave her the rundown. But they go to see the dude who was a zombie and now is cured. He's interviewing him. He's like, so tell me about, you know, what happened, what you saw. And she's like, so what kind of monster are you? And he's like, what are you talking about? And the wolf guy's like, he's just a regular dude. You know, he's just a dude. And like, what the hell, girl? What are you doing? You know, he's not a monster. You know this. Stop being goofy, you know?
I remember seeing ads for it like 1,000 years ago.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It was like Red Riding Hood, and it was Sweet Dreams was playing on like an iPod. It was the past. And then she gets like eaten by a werewolf, and this cop shows up, and they're like, Grim? And I'm like, what? What is the show about? And now I watch the show, and I don't know.
Nothing good, apparently. I have a bone to pick with television. And
wow.
I know.
Okay.
I know I can't have everything I want. And money doesn't grow on trees. But, like, I hate when monsters are just, like, dudes.
People. Because we watch a lot of shows where that happens, yeah.
Oh, my God. In Haven, where they just run real fast? Anyways.
That was terrible.
That was bad. I just hate that trope where they're like, it's a dude. But you can't tell that it's just a dude because he turned off his monster. Or if you're a Grimm, like, why make a monster show if you just are like, they're people?
That's why I respect Star Wars for being like, here's the ugliest alien you've ever seen. And, like, you know this is not real, but yet your heart says it is. And I'm like, yep. That's the power of Star Wars.
Like, and I get they have money. And it's, you know, and Grimm probably had, you know, an Arby's gift card to rub together. But
sometimes I respect people swinging, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I understand that maybe seeing a giant animal costume every episode of Grimm probably would have made me ill. But I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit more.
But I feel
maybe the werewolf could have been more. I don't know.
But I just hate that trope in shows. There, I said it.
I know, it's fair. I think, I mean, everyone's done it. Bleeped.
Mm-hmm.
Supergirl, Haven, this. It just is like, oh, it's aliens or monsters. And I'm like, do they look different? And they're like, no.
Anyways, that's Grimm. So should we kind of circle back to some high notes and then kind of end from there? I wanted to mention something of mine that was kind of in the first part of 2020, but I didn't play it till later. And it made my heart happy. Ori, Will of the Wisps. Probably favorite game of the year. Not gonna lie.
Who could?
Fantastic game. I recommend it. It's on Game Pass right now. Probably will be forever because it's a Microsoft Studio published game. But
mm-hmm.
Pretty fantastic. I think it's coming to Switch too. So that's cool. On Xbox and Switch. But yeah, beautiful game. It's super cool. Metroidvania kind of style. Very fun. I recommend it.
I'm trying to think if I, like, completed a game in a way that made any sense this year. You know what I mean? Like, like from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Because this year has been kind of dominated by multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, given that a lot of people were stuck inside, and then I'm very far away from my friends currently, there's been a lot of multiplayer games going on. For example, we played a lot of Sea of Thieves, which I don't know if the game is good.
No.
But it's a lot of fun.
It's stupid.
It's so weirdly fun. Like, you can play music together and it kind of gets in sync, and you can fall off the boat and you can get killed by a fucking volcano right as you grab the treasure and then lose the treasure forever. Also, there's No Man's Sky, which is not a game.
Mm-mm.
Because it's just kind of an empty wasteland, but you get to go to all these planets and then give them terrible names and then never see them again.
Yeah, we remember we named everything Riku on a planet and he didn't even see it. Yep.
That's in cyberspace forever. Yeah. You gotta love it. GTA 5 continues to be, like, weirdly playable despite it being the future.
I think it's like a 7-year-old game now, which is insane.
Yeah, well, they have a build. You can build maps. Or, like, build little games within the game, like survival, or, like, these cool fight map kind of things. And I got into that for a while, and that's a lot of fun. Minecraft, I feel like we played it last year, too, but I got really into that this year also because it's just so goddamn smooth. It's so fucking smooth, and I like it so much.
There was, like, such a long time that our friend Gabe and I tried to get Shane into Minecraft. Honestly, probably about 2 or 3 years. We're like, Dude, come on. It's fun. And you're like, no, fuck it. I don't want to do it.
And then I start playing and I'm like, I could do this forever. I could forget about time and space and just Minecraft it. Actually, one game that I did complete, I played it with my sister, and it's called Until Dawn. And it's hard to say it's a game.
Yes.
And that's being nice because Until Dawn is less of a game and kind of a quick time event / movie that you make decisions in and it kind of happens to you. And I would argue that the control schemes are bad and some of the choices are arbitrary, and sometimes it's incredibly hard to realize what's going on and you can't fix anything at all, and it's almost impossible to save everyone unless you cheat. So I didn't save everyone. But however, despite it being kind of a little bit of a wreck and a little messy, it's some of the story elements are great,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun once the monsters show up. There are monsters. and shit gets really scary, and there are a lot of characters that you like. And it's kind of a fun experience that I recommend. Don't play it alone. You won't have fun. It's impossible. It's impossible to experience by yourself because it would be nothing. But if you play it with like friends or family, it's kind of a it's a good trip.
Good. I'm glad.
You can befriend a wolf.
Hey, we like befriending wolves. I started Animal Crossing when it came out in March. Mm-hmm. And like that took over my life for a very long period of time. Where I was like, good.
Love to hear it.
I can just do this. I can just fish forever. And yeah, I haven't played it in a while, but I booted it up the other day and it sunk its talons back into me, I swear to God. Very good quarantine game, because it's just like, what if things were bright? And I'm like, okay.
What if you could be in the places that you want to be in? That's part of what GTA 5 is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Los Angeles is fine. Nothing's happening.
Sometimes it snows or whatever. But yeah, no, it's life's a journey, and you just gotta go through it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's been the show.
No, honestly, there's been so many things that this year that have like 100% gotten me through this fucking nightmare of a year.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of it has been this podcast. Some of it has been games and TV shows, you know. Definitely having the opportunity to like play games with friends, like, you know, that has helped exponentially. You know, when we can't physically be hanging out and stuff like that, but you know, it's been a year. You know, to say the very least.
And that's the end of the show.
See you in hell.
But yeah, it's been pretty bad as far as a year goes, but this podcast has been good. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how you feel.
The audience,
random guy in Russia.
Hey, shout out to our friend Vlad in Russia.
Shout out to whoever's listening.
Yeah.
We love you. Without art or like movies, TV, games or whatever, I just could not have really gotten through. I will say, like, normally I read kind of a lot. This year, no. I don't know if it was just like the all-consuming stress of living through an apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
But just fucking barely read anything. There was a Hunger Games prequel for some reason, and I read that, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
It was kind of a better version of like the Star Wars prequels, in the sense that they were like, we're gonna make it about the bad guy.
Oh.
And like, he was shitty the whole book, and it was kind of great.
That tracks.
But he started out kind of as like a Hitler youth, and then he was like, I'm just gonna be evil as hell. And I'm like, what a fun time. Oh. Fun book.
I don't read books. I can't read. I'm very illiterate. But I've been listening to a lot of music, and it was weird because I like discovered this band back in, God, I want to say like January or February. It's called Pine Grove.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, cool. These guys are sick. And it's kind of like alt country, alt folky, you know, kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Like indie rock, so very, very good lyrics, interesting like instrumental stuff, like it's good shit. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna listen to them for a while. And then I got the Spotify like year in review kind of thing, and they're like, hey, you listen to like 10,000 hours of this one band. And I was like, are you kidding? And I was like, what month is it? And they're like, it's December. And I was like, what? It was went from like February to December so fast.
Where but, am I? Who am I? What?
Yeah, so I guess I have a new favorite band. That's kind of cool.
That, yeah, that's rad.
But yeah, I mean, without any of this kind of stuff holding the ship together, we would sink. So
but I actually started listening to Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes,
I like became obsessed with her, and she's so good.
She's fantastic.
And you have to listen to Salt in the Wound and Garden Song like right now.
Garden Song's so good.
I fucking love Garden Song. It's super weird.
Kill
it's a very, very specific. Yes, it's a very specific vibe, but I super, super recommend it because it sounds so good.
So cool. Soccer Mommy's great too, by the way. A lot of good music out there, I swear to God. I mean, it's an original thought, but you know, there's a lot of good shit out there, man.
Do not steal.
Don't steal it. Trademark Trevor Jew. So Shane, do you have any big plans for 2021? Assuming the Waterworld Stunt Show gets curbed to some extent.
Like at the beginning of this year, I wrote a bunch of resolutions. Suffice it to say, did not pan out.
A few of them
almost
didn't.
At all.
A few of them didn't.
A couple
come.
Of them. I made a good friend. Like, I made a good new friend, and that was one of them, and we started the podcast, which was another one, and I'm like, great. Nothing else happened. Bit of a bummer. This year, I'm hoping for a little bit more of a success rate. I do want to get back to California. I do want to write more. It was kind of hard to create this year, which I think, that's an original thought by me, by the way. I'm the first one to say this, that it's been hard to do things. I'm hoping, like, I don't know, that things are easier next year, and there are a few things that I really want to, like, finish or, like, get started.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I mean, I guess my things are less cool now, but, no, I really want to go to New York.
Good.
I have a friend who lives there, good old John. He doesn't listen to this podcast because he's an asshole. I'm kidding. I love him. He's been trying to get me to move to New York for, like, 2 or 3 years now.
Probably not. Do you want to live there?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not right now, at least. Maybe. I mean, why? Who's asking? But,
is he talking about me?
Is New York? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. But does New York ever talk about me? I mean, I want to visit it 100% first. So, yeah, I haven't been. I went to the East Coast once when my 8th grade class forced me to. So, like,
wow.
It will be a whole new experience. but yeah, so I really want to go to New York and visit him, and he's trying to get a new apartment, so I'll see that. And,
oh, that's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, shit's better next year. So, you know, who knows, maybe a little travel, we'll do a little cross country trip. I'll fly. I can't drive to New York. Are you kidding me? But yeah, so I want to do that, and then I also want to write a pilot with you, potentially a series. Good. Hey, if you're listening in 2021, let us know how the future is. I don't know how you would, but you know, tell us.
Yeah, please.
You know how you can? By interacting with our social media accounts.
Yeah, we're at Out of Dodge Pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you have any recommendations for, like, you know, a middle watch or a show that you think is just fucking terrible or great, let us know. We'll watch a random episode of that. Hopefully it's better than Grimm.
I mean, it probably will be, honestly. Out with the old, in with the new. Year, baby.
Be careful, because the Waterworld Stunt Show is still going on.
Oh, and she's
probably
strong.
Will be going on for a little bit.
Water's getting pretty high.
There are three towels coming in. This metaphor can't work.
No.
They can't sustain it. There are three towels, and we'll all be dry
soon.
It's
the stunt show, so there's gonna be three jet skis coming up and picking you. I don't know. Fuck it.
Wouldn't the jet skis be war wet? Whatever.
I don't know.
We're gonna be out of the splash zone soon, I think.
Fingers crossed. We're gonna have a new president very soon, and literally out with the old. Please God. That's been the show, and we love you. Stay safe. Have a fantastic new year. Keep watching those movies, baby.
Yeah, happy future, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know why I saluted just then.
On this, and on this, and welcome to our video.
We had a reptile.
Wish it wouldn't have been alive.